Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, April 6, 2016. Israeli settler rammed a Palestinian child, injuring her. Meanwhile, Israeli troops demolish more Palestinian homes. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. An Israeli settler ran over a Palestinian girl in Jebel Jalis area south of Hebron, southern West Bank, on Wednesday. Locals said that the driver ran over a 10-year-old girl, causing her moderate injuries. She was taken to hospital with several fractures across her body after she was hit by the car, which fled the scene afterward, the villagers reported. Also on Wednesday, the Israeli army invaded Umm al-Khair village in the southern Hebron hills without warning to demolish six families' homes. Army bulldozers destroyed the homes, leaving 35 people, among them children, homeless, residents said. Local sources in Hebron said that this policy reflects the occupation's desire to deport more Palestinians from the southern Hebron hills to expand Jewish settlements projects there. According to UN report, the Israeli army escalation of demolishing Palestinian homes in occupied West Bank has left 650 Palestinians, more than half children, homeless in the past 3 months. Moreover, top Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat said in a statement this week that the Israeli army have destroyed more than 157 Palestinian homes in occupied West Bank since last September. Elsewhere, the Israeli army have kidnapped on Wednesday 12 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn invasions targeting West Bank communities. Palestinian sources reported home searches and kidnappings in the southern West Bank cities of Hebron and Bethlehem, in addition to Nablus in the north and Ramallah City in central West Bank. Home searches were also reported in East Jerusalem on Wednesday. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, April 6, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi, Amni, Rasim Farnoura.